Bezer Hashem, I saw some very amazing ideas recently. Today is the fifth day of Sukkos, 5782. It happens to be the art site of the great Tzaddik Rav Nachman of Breslov, Rabbi Nachman Zechuto Yegen Aleinu. So I was recently reviewing a teaching from Rabbi Nachman. It's in Likutei Maran Tanina, the second portion of Likutei Maran, Torah 61, Samech Aleph. Rabbi Nachman is explaining over there that our perception of time has to do with the level of our consciousness. To the degree that we have higher consciousness, to that degree, time speeds up quicker and quicker until it disappears. So he says, for an example, a person can be dreaming, and in our level of existence, he's sleeping for 15 minutes. He can have a 15-minute nap. But in that 15-minute nap, it feels like he experienced 70 years. When he wakes up, he realizes that that was only 15 minutes. But while he was dreaming, if in his dream state, somebody were to tell him that what was feeling right now like 70 years was only 15 minutes, he would laugh. He'd say, no way, this is 70 years. But then he experiences when he wakes up, no, that was actually just 15 minutes. That wasn't really 15 years. So too, says Rabbi Nachman, this is actually explaining the structure of the universes, of the worlds. Because there are higher worlds than ours. And what feels like 70 years in our world that's very low, which is only a dream level of consciousness, a sleeping level of consciousness, compared to higher worlds. In higher worlds, what we experience as 70 years is only a dream. And really, in that higher world, this is only like 15 minutes. And then there's worlds above that, higher and higher. The definition of a higher world is where time just disappears and shrinks and shrinks until it disappears. To the point where at the highest apex, there's no time at all. There's only the eternal moment of right now. And that's really the truth. Really, there's only right now. Everything we've ever experienced has only been now. So this takes us to the great Tzaddik the Ramchal, who says, sort of in a more technical way, he says, you got to understand that in the highest realms, there is no time. Just there are lights. There are just lights. There are just expressions of godly energy. But what happens is that because of the degradation of the world, so we are not able to receive those lights all at once. The purpose of our life, says the Ramchal, is every day that we live our life is another level that needs to be repaired. He says in explicit language, every day is another ladder, another step in the ladder, is another level, is another pipe that needs to be opened. Every day we're just traveling through time, we're just opening up another channel for the lights to shine on us. And every time we live through a day, what we open remains opened. It's like we're digging through a tunnel, we're digging through a time tunnel. Every day we dig another portion of the tunnel. Every day we open up more to receive the eternity that's always been there. But the reason that we can't receive it all at once, says the Ramchal, is because the world is damaged. The world, through sins, through the initial shattering of the vessels, all the energies of creation were disjointed, splintered, and cannot receive the fact that there's only Hashem, there's only now, there's only infinity, there's only eternity. We're not able to perceive that for various reasons that Hashem wanted. He wanted us to open up those channels. He wanted us to open up those levels by living out our life and time day by day to be able to receive it. What's fascinating is that what we're talking about are two opposites that share the same letters. On the one hand, we have a nitzchiut, eternity, unchanging eternity, where the fact is that the highest level and the true level, there's only now, there's only infinity, there's only now, there's only eternity, nitzchiut. On the other hand, what we have is we have the issue of chitzoniut, the externalities. that on the externalities are blocking us from seeing the Nitzchiut. But it's fascinating that they share the same letters. That the Chitzoniut, the externalities of the world, is blocking us from seeing the Nitzchiut. But once we live out our days and drill into those time tunnels, we can reveal the Nitzchiut, the eternity, by overcoming and completely translucifying and completely shining and fixing and rectifying the chitzoniyut, the externalities. So these are two very beautiful ideas from two holy tzaddikim. Amen.